This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Barry Wright puts it up, and here we go. Matouche wins the tap, and the Toppers will get it to start. Gavin has it. Right elbow pivots around. Left alone fires too strong. Rebound is out of bounds off of the Toppers. Hillsboro in the home whites, trimmed out in the orange and the black. Hilltoppers in orange lettering across the front. Gillespie on their home floor, the 9 seed to Hillsboro's 8 seed. They are the visitors tonight, road black uniforms. Gillespie in orange lettering across the front. Here comes Cravagna to the right wing, leaves it off for Brock Fredericks. Fredericks back to Cravagna. Pass Tekin goes Anthony Cravagna, too strong on the attempt, and the rebound down to Vogel. Here comes Drake, the long white sleeves for the Toppers. Off the Tekin, down to the block, Matouche, poked away from behind, turned over. Here comes Gillespie on the fly with Fredericks. He will stop from 18, knock it down. Brock Fredericks has the game's first bucket, and the Toppers quickly push into the front court with Tekin. Off to Vogel. Here's Smale. One dribble, pulls up 18 feet, left it short. Rebound down to Cravagna. Here comes Anthony. Hesitation bounce, top of the key, leaves it on the right wing now for Fredericks. Brock, one dribble, pulls up right elbow off the heel this time, and the rebound down to Drake Vogel. He wants to push. Here comes Vogel into the front court. Leaves it off for Smale. Bounce pass, right block, Matouche. Gavin spins middle, off to Andre. In the corner to Tekin. Jace lines it up, way too strong. Rebound down to Blake Zinner for the Miners. Leaves it off for Cravagna. 6.5 minutes for the opening quarter. Anthony to the baseline, cut off there by Andre, but he muscles it up and in. Cravagna's first bucket. Good defense by Andre, just better offense from Cravagna. 4-0, Miners with the lead, 6:20 for the first quarter. Matouche with the post touch. Cut off there by Zinner. Vogel triggers a deep three, yes, for Drake Vogel. With that, the Toppers are on the board, 6:10 to play, opening quarter. 4-3, Gillespie with the lead and the basketball. Man-to-man defense for the Toppers. Here's Cravagna. Leaves it off for Zinner, left side of the key. Blake Zinner back top of the key with Brock Fredericks. Fredericks moves left wing, picks up the dribble, back to Cravagna now in the left wing. Anthony at the foul line, kicks it. Billy Gill wants the three. That is way short, nothing but air. Rebound down to Andre. He's in a hurry. Quickly in the front court, Vogel. Drake, hesitation, bounce. Tough left-hand layup, no. Got too far under the rim. Ottersberg and Matouche are tied up. And on the arrow, it will stay with Gillespie. 5:44 for the first quarter of play. Hillsboro's brought a nice contingent of fans into the pit here this evening. They actually have a bigger crowd than Gillespie does. Here's Fredericks on the left wing. Brock Fredericks lost the handle, gets it back at the volleyball spike line. Fredericks now works to the right wing, picks up the bounce, needs a little bit of assistance now. Dangerous bounce pass stolen by Jace Tekin. And then Jace stepped on the baseline. So right back over to Gillespie it goes. A break for the Miners. 5:23 for the opening quarter. Gillespie leading Hillsboro 4-3. Regional quarterfinal. Winner gets top-seeded Breeze Mater Dei Wednesday night. There's a little hand check on Matouche on the inbounds. His first, team's first. We'll have both quarterfinal games tomorrow night here at Gillespie, both semifinal games Wednesday night here at Gillespie on WSMI. Down to Zinner. Right block, spins, a little strong off the window. Rebound tapped around, pulled down by Gavin Matouche. Matouche comes into the front court and leaves it off for Tekin. Jace at the foul line, in the corner to Smale. Dylan has to elevate to make the catch, now leaves it for Andre. He's left alone for three, rimmed it out, no good. Matouche on the rebound, bats it around, picks it up in the left corner. It was one Topper against four Miners. Off the Tekin, the layup is good. That was all Gavin Matouche. He took four Gillespie Miners on for that rebound, came down with the basketball in the left corner, and then a beautiful feed to Tekin on the right block. 5-4 Hillsboro, 4:40 for the opening quarter. Here's Cravagna looking for Ottersberg in the right corner. Alex back to Cravagna, can't handle the catch, picked up by Tekin. Jace right down the heart of the floor to the rim, missed the layup. Rebound down to Cravagna. Anthony Cravagna into the front court. 4:25 for the opening quarter. Like a bull in a china shop, plows his way on the baseline, floats it up and in. Four for Anthony Cravagna. He just lowered his shoulder and just muscled his way to the spot that he was looking for on the floor. Here's Tekin. Nice dump down to Andre off the window. It's good for Nick Andre, his first bucket. And Hillsboro back in front, 7-6, halfway through quarter number one. Good action early here between the Toppers and the Miners. No secrets here. Both teams went 3-6 in the South Central as Gill shuffled his feet on the catch at the top of the key. Third Gillespie turnover. Bobby Robbins will check in, 5'7 senior for Gillespie. Zinner will get a breather. Into the hands of Drake Vogel. Puts it between his legs three times as he comes across the midcourt stripe. Here's Matouche at the left elbow. Pivots around, the lane opens up. Gavin attacks, floats it up. Soft touch, it's good for Gavin Matouche. His first bucket. That time he took what the defense gave him. He pivoted around at the elbow, and the defense just kind of got out of his way, so he attacked middle. 9-6 Hillsboro. Here's a three for Frederick's top of the key, no. Rebound down to Brock Belliver, who's checked in for the Toppers. Brock's a 6'3 senior. Lead pass to Smale into the hands of Vogel, poked away from behind. It'll stay with the Toppers, 3-19 for the first quarter of play. Hillsboro will throw in the deep corner. Smale gets it into Andre on the right wing. Skip pass to Belliver. Brock Belliver now between the circles with Andre. Foul line with Matouche. Gavin pivots around in the corner with Smale now. Dylan Smale. Bounce pass between the circles to Vogel. Left wing with Andre. 3 minutes for the first quarter. Here's Vogel right wing. In the corner to Smale. Dylan tees up the three. Left there a little bit short. Rebound is out of bounds. It'll belong to Gillespie. Good job by Brock Fredericks there to block out Belliver, not allowing Belliver to get to that basketball. 2:55 for the first quarter. First night of boys regional play for 1A and 2A. A quadruple header for you tomorrow night here on FM 106. As Steve Kimbrough and the Skins of Nokomis begin their final postseason push with Steve Kimbrough at the helm. They'll be at Macon Meridian tomorrow night against Cowden-Herrick Beecher City live at 6. Fredericks has it poked away by Smale, but a foul on Dylan Smale will be his first, team second. Blake Zinner at the table for the Miners. He's checking back in, replacing Alex Ottersberg. Carvagna will throw in right in front of the Hillsboro bench. And here at the pit, when you're in that spot, you're basically in the bench. Just take a seat and get a drink of water. Here's Gravano on the left wing. High post feed to Zinner. Leaves it for Robbins. He wants the three. Yes, for Bobby Robbins. He knocks down the three. Good job by Zinner to make the catch in the high post. Let the defense collapse to him and kick to his open teammate. 9-9 our score. Down on the left block, Matouche. Gavin draws a crowd, kicks to Smale. He'll try the three. Yes, for Dylan Smale. Good inside-out basketball on both ends of the floor here. 12-9 Hillsboro, 2 minutes first quarter. Here's Robbins. Smale went for the steal, didn't get it. Gill on the left wing. Billy Gill back to Brock Fredericks. Fredericks into the triple threat position, working on Smale. In the left corner for Gill. Dumps it down to Zinner. Tough catch. Zinner and Gill both to the floor, and Casey Schultes will get the timeout. 103 seconds for the first quarter. Hillsboro 12, Gillespie 9. We'll come back to the pit in Gillespie following these messages on WSMI. Following the Gillespie timeout, Miners have it on the baseline, and it goes to Bobby Robbins. Bobby on the right side of the key keeps the bounce alive. Now a dribble handoff to Fredericks. Brock Fredericks feeds the post down to Zinner on the right block. Double team there by Belliver and Tekin. Kicks to Carvagna for three, too strong. Rebound down to Dylan McCambick, who's checked in. Outlet to midcourt to Vogel. Drake spins, attacks, and draws the foul. Vogel had his tongue wagging that time as he made that spin move. And he and Zinner came together underneath the rim. Not much there at all. The foul on Carvagna, his first. Team's first. At the free throw line, Drake Vogel, the 5'11 sophomore. Toss, good. Vogel with four. This young man can really fill it up when he gets going. When he makes one, that could turn into him making five or six in a hurry. That free throw good as well. Five for Drake, 5-point lead for Hillsboro, 14-9, clock running, minute 15, first quarter. Andre waits for Carvagna as Anthony comes across the timeline for the Miners. Picks up the dribble way out on the right wing. Finds Billy Gill now in the right corner, dumps down to Zinner. Tough catch for Blake, and he draws the foul. He had a defender in front of him and behind him. They threw it up high. Blake made the catch, came down a little awkwardly, gets up grimacing. For Blake Zinner, first trip to the free throw line tonight, the 6'4 senior. Free throw is good. Came back the Roxana game February 7th. So a sixth game back. After that scary heart scare for Zinner. Makes both free throws. He will check out. Alex Ottersberg will return. Actually, Gill will check out. Zinner stays on the floor. For Gillespie, Ottersberg, Zinner, Fredericks, Robbins, and Cravagna. Hillsboro has McCamick, Bellever, Tekin, Andre, and Vogel. Andre in the left corner. Back to Tekin. Dangerous pass, almost stolen. Found its way to Vogel. Off the Tekin left wing. Jace, dribble drive. Dumps it down to Bellever. Caught it under the backboard. Fires it out to Andre near midcourt. Into the hands of Tekin. Jace rises for 14 and knocks it down. Jace Tekin has his second field goal. 16-11, Toppers lead. Clock running, 33 seconds, first quarter. Here's Anthony Cravagna. Gets a screen from Ottersberg. Leaves it now for Zinner at the right elbow. Blake Zinner puts it on the deck. Pivots around. Blocked in there by Bellever. Picked up off the floor by Vogel. Drake with 20 seconds. Pushes one on four and draws the foul. Second team foul on Gillespie. Comes with 18 and a half seconds for the opening quarter. Baseline out of bounds for Hillsboro. They will get Fredericks with his first personal. Here's Tekin. Looking. Gets it into Vogel, left corner. Drake will bring it out near midcourt. He's trapped in the corner. Gets it away to Andre between the circles. Now Nick has it jarred loose and stolen, but then Cravagna can't handle it at midcourt. Out of bounds. It'll stay with the Toppers. Hillsboro fortunate right there. They were not ready for that trap, either one of them. Vogel got away with it in the coffin corner, got it off to Andre. He was trapped in the middle of the floor right at midcourt and had it stripped away, and it would have been a fast break layup. Now the Toppers can hold for the final shot. Into the hands of Andre with five. Nick dumps it. Nope, turned over. Cravagna, a three-quarters court heave online, but way short. After 8 minutes here in this 2A regional quarterfinal at Gillespie, it is Hillsboro 16, Gillespie 11. Back with second quarter action following these messages on WSMI. Toppers a five-point lead and the basketball as we start the second quarter. High post with Matouche on the right wing with Tekin. In between the circles with Smale. Dylan Smale now leaves it for Matouche at the foul line. Gavin will turn, face, draws a crowd, kicks to Tekin. He'll fire the three, rimmed it out, no good. Rebound down to Anthony Cravagna for Gillespie. Miners playing without Frankie Barrett. Hurt his ankle in the Litchfield game back on February 11th, and he's in street clothes tonight. Tough way for the senior to have his high school career come to an end. Here's Zinner at the foul line. No good. Rebound down to Dylan Smale. You hate to see seniors not able to finish because of injury. Here's Andre on the attack, plays through the contact, draws the foul. They'll call it on the floor. Baseline out of bounds for the Hilltoppers. The foul on Billy Gill, his first. Smale will throw it in on the right side of the lane. Smale looking for Matouche, has his man sealed, but he's right under the backboard, nowhere to go. Kicks it out to Bellever. He's open for three. Back rim too strong. Offensive rebound, Matouche. Kicks it out to Bellever at midcourt. He'll give it to Tekin, and Hillsboro will reset. Gavin has been dominating the boards here in the early going. Here's Matouche on the attack. Muscles it up right at Zinner. Blocked away. Saved by Blake Zinner. Gets it off to Cravagna. Great job by Blake Zinner there to go straight up. Cravagna backs his man down. Now fades away. Left it a little bit short. And the rebound is off of Bellever. It'll stay with Gillespie. 6:42 for the first half. 16-11. Hillsboro with the lead. Cravagna will lob it up to Zinner. Blake has the ball taken away on the floor. Bellever, check that. Andre to the deck. Rolls it out to midcourt. Picked up by Ottersberg and the Miners. Fredericks fires for three and knocks it down. Brock Fredericks with the triple. A two-point lead for Hillsboro, 16-14. Matouche at the right elbow, working on Zinner. Poked away by Blake Zinner. Now to the floor, jarred loose, picked up there by Ottersberg. Fourth Topper turnover. Here comes Cravagna. Anthony Cravagna rises from the foul line. Yes, for Cravagna. Six for Anthony, and we are tied at 16. 6 minutes, first half. Here's Tekin on the attack. Can't get it to go with the soft touch. Another rebound, Matouche. Count it and the foul. Four for Gavin Matouche, and he is dominating on the inside. here with 6 minutes to go in the first half. Vogel will check back in, replacing Bellever. Robbins back on the floor for Gillespie, replacing Zinner. Matush has just been outworking the Miners on the inside. For the old-fashioned three, got it. Five for Matush. A three-point lead for Hillsborough, 19-16. Clock running, 5:55, first half. Here's Robbins working on Smale. A little shimmy and shake there. Discards the defender. Hands off to Fredericks. That dribble handoff goes awry. Stolen by Vogel. His lead pass is off the mark. Picked up off the floor by Robbins. Now Robbins has it stripped away by Smale. Lead pass Tekin up and down for the easy deuce. Well, there is a sequence. A series of turnovers eventually leads to a layup for Hillsborough. 21-16. 5:24, the first half of play, 16-11, 21-16. Toppers with the lead. Another turnover there, stolen away by Drake Vogel. Leaves it off for Tekin. Now Tekin has it poked away, and the Miners come in the other way with Fredericks. Here's Robbins for three. No. Offensive rebound. Ottersberg put back, won't go. Robbins gets it back, puts it up and in. And Casey Schultes wants a timeout. 4:56 for the first half. Hillsborough leading Gillespie 21-18. We're back to the pit in Gillespie following these messages on WSMI. Well, the clubs continue to exchange turnovers. Tekin, a tough catch in the run. Reverse layup, no good. It's out of bounds off of Hillsborough. It'll be Gillespie ball. Boy, it has been a turnover fest here in the last couple of moments. Seven aside, but they've been just throwing the ball to the other team pretty consistently here in the second quarter. 4:35 for the first half, 21-18. Hillsborough has the lead. Gillespie has the ball. Out between the circles with Fredericks. On the right wing, Ottersberg. Down on the block, Gravagna. Anthony, nice pump fake, rises. Left it short. Andre might have got a piece. Here's Vogel. Lead pass to Smale. Dillon has nowhere to go, dumps to Vogel. Shovel pass to Matush. Good job by the Miners to shut it off. Gavin now to Vogel. He has to save it from going out of bounds to Smale. Now Matush will fire from 18, too strong, and the rebound down to the Miners. Gravagna now will walk it up the floor halfway through the second quarter. On the right wing with Billy Gill. Gill leaves it for Fredericks, way on the right wing. Brock Fredericks, top of the key. He'll pull the three now. Rimmed it out, no good. Rebound tapped around, eventually pulled down by Nick Andre. Here's Andre, lead pass to Vogel. In the corner to Tekin. Jace Tekin surveys, now brings it back to Vogel at the volleyball spike line. 3.5 minutes for the first half. Here's Andre, stripped and fouled. Free throws for Andre. It'll be Nick Andre to the free throw line. He has 2 points tonight. They'll get the personal foul on Ottersberg. Alex's first. First free throw for Nick Andre is good. 3 points now for Andre. Toppers are 4-4 at the foul line. Blake Zinner back on the floor for the Miners. A 4-point Hillsborough lead. Make it a 5-point Hillsborough lead as Andre gets both free throws. He has four. 23-18. Toppers lead. Miners have the ball. Clock running 3:20 first half. Here comes Fredericks left wing. Brock Fredericks working on Tekin. Picks up the dribble now. Leaves it for Zinner on the baseline. Skip pass across the floor to Gill. Billy wants three. Can't get it. And the rebound down to Gavin Matush. Into the hands of Dillon Smale. Smale pushing into the front court. Bounce pass high post to Andre. Into the hands of Tekin, right back to Smale. 3 minutes, first half. 5-point Hillsborough lead. Matush on the baseline, working on Zinner. Left hand finish won't go, but Gavin is fouled. He'll have two free throws. Quick first step that time for Gavin Matush. Got him past Zinner, and he's worked his way to the free throw line. 2:55 for the first half. First of two tosses for Gavin is good. 6 points for Matush. He's now 2 of 2 at the free throw line. Hillsborough 6 of 6. Second free throw is good. Hit a lot of the iron. He eventually dropped down. Gavin was bending and contorting his body trying to get that ball to go home, and it worked. 25-18, Toppers lead. Gillespie with the ball. Ottersburg has it in the right corner. Down in the block to Cravagna, fouled in there by Andre. For Nick Andre, that will be his first personal foul, fourth team foul on the Toppers. Baseline out of bounds for Gillespie. Cravagna looking. He will lob out to Gill. Volleyball spike line into the hands of Zinner. Back to Billy Gill. Fires for three, way too strong off the other side of the backboard. And the rebound down to Andre. Into the hands of Tekin. And Jace is going to be called for a double dribble, but I don't think that was the right call. Andre lost the handle at midcourt. It went right to Tekin. Jace picked it up and started to dribble. And he was called for the double dribble. Had Jace been the one who was dribbling initially and did that same move, it would have been a travel. 2.5 minutes for the first half. 25-18. Hillsboro leading. Gillespie with possession. Fredericks between his legs, bounces it off his foot. Now the ball's picked up by Tekin. And Jace, poked away by Cravagna, leaves it for Matouche off the window. It's good. Gavin Matouche with 9. Off the steal and feed from Jace Tekin. 8th Gillespie turnover. 2 minutes, first half, 27-18. Toppers with the lead. Here's Cravagna way out on the right wing. Dangerous pass poked out by Matouche. It'll stay with the Miners. 1:58, first half. At the table, checking in for Gillespie, Anthony Rives, a 6'1 junior. He'll replace Zinner. It'll be Cravagna to throw in on the baseline for Gillespie. Anthony looking. He will lob to Ottersburg, middle of the lane. Alex rises up, left it short. Good contest in there by Andre. Those two youngsters right there that can really get off the floor in Ottersburg and Andre. Jace attacks through traffic. Yes, for Jace Tekin. 8 for Teak. That was an incredibly strong finish at the rim. 29-18 Hillsboro. Seizing control of the game with 95 seconds to play in the first half. Fredericks almost had it stolen by Smale. Fires from 15, no. Back tap picked up by Vogel. Here comes Drake pushing. Finger roll is good for Drake Vogel. 7 for Vogel. 31-18 Toppers, 80 seconds for the first half. Toppers on a run right now. Creating some space between themselves and the Miners. Here's Cravagna. Leaves for Gill on the right wing. Billy Gill back to Cravagna on the block and a foul on Jace Tekin. Jace went over the back that time of Cravagna. For Jace, that will be his first, team's fifth. Baseline out of bounds for Gillespie. Cravagna gets it into Billy Gill. He'll fire the right wing triple. Off the heel, too strong. Rebound tapped around, picked up on the floor by Rives. Out to midcourt to Billy Gill. Final minute, first half. We'll have the Shelter Insurance halftime show at the break. Here is Fredericks handling at the top of the key. Good job by Smale to stay right with him. Now Fredericks on the spin move, floats it up and puts it down. Brock Fredericks with 7 points. 31-20 Hillsboro as Vogel takes his time into the front court now. Andre at the foul line. Nick Andre. Puts it on the deck, attacks, tough shot, missed it, and the rebound down to Rives for Gillespie. He will get it into the hands of Cravagna. Anthony Cravagna to midcourt with 15 seconds. On the dribble for Anthony Cravagna. Toppers man-to-man, Gillespie has him spread out. 10 seconds for the first half. Cravagna out of midcourt. Anthony on the right wing. Here is Ribs for three, nope. Rebound, Gill chucks it up from 15, no. And Rives gets it at the buzzer. No. At the half, it is Hillsboro, 31. Gillespie, 20. It is time now for the Shelter Insurance Halftime Show on WSMI. Gillespie gets the basketball to start the second half. Cravagna rises with the foul line. No. Zinner with the offensive rebound and putback for Gillespie. Gets it back to single digits, 31-22. Hillsboro with Smale, Vogel, Tekin, Matouche, and Andre. On the floor. The Miners have Fredericks, Cravagna, Ottersburg, Zinner, and Gill on the floor. Steal for the Miners. as Fredericks comes up with the loose ball on the attack, can't get it to go, and Kravanya rips it away from Matouche. Anthony on the attack draws the foul. Two free throws for Anthony Kravanya. Of course, these Gillespie seniors, this is the group that won state as seventh graders. And potentially, unless it changes around, their final half of basketball in their high school careers. Do they have a run in them? Free throw for Kravanya is no good. Without Frankie Barrett tonight, knees in street clothes after an ankle injury a couple of weeks ago. Blake Zinner returned about a week and a half ago. That second free throw off the mark for Kravanya. Anthony misses the pair, and the rebound down to Andre. Here's Tekin. Volleyball spike line extended. Leaves it off for Matouche on the baseline. Gavin Matouche. Defense sagging. Hand off to Tekin. Chase will rise from 16. Almost banked it in from the corner. He did bank it in from the corner. That thing hit the glass and all sorts of iron off the right baseline. 10 for Teak. 33-22 toppers. I can't believe that puppy stayed down. Zinner backdoor with Gill. Kicks it to Fredericks for three. Way too strong. And the rebound down to Matouche. Hand off to Smale. Here comes Dylan pushing. Tekin for three. Left that short. And the rebound picked up by Andre off the floor. Nick attacks and draws the foul on Ottersberg. Second on Alex Ottersberg. We'll send Nick Andre to the free throw line. Andre, a 6'1 senior. He's battled injuries throughout his topper career, but man, when he's been healthy, he has been dynamic. Free throw is good for Andre. He has five. 6:32 for the third quarter of play, a 12-point Hillsboro lead. Free throw for Andre, good. Knocks down both tosses, 35-22. Toppers lead, Gillespie has the ball, clock running 6:25, third quarter. Here's Fredericks on the right wing, Brock Fredericks. On the bounce with the left hand. Being checked by Smale. Picks up the dribble. Finds Kravanya on the right wing. Anthony Kravanya right back to Fredericks. Little head fake. Gets into the paint. Floats it up. Too strong. Rebound tapped around off of Ottersberg's hands. Back to midcourt it goes. Picked up there by Vogel. Here comes Drake Vogel. All the way to the rim. Down the left baseline. Lays it up and in. Drake Vogel has 9 points. 37-22 toppers. 5:53 third quarter. Third meeting of the year between these two South Central clubs. Down on the block to Zinner, almost stolen by Matouche. Now Gavin coming quickly, knocks it away from Zinner. Gavin's playing like a man possessed here tonight. Pants on fire would be the expression, perhaps. On the sideline with Kravanya. Gets it in to Fredericks. Brock bouncing out near midcourt, working on Smale. Hands off to Bobby Robbins. Robbins met there by Andre between the circles. Robbins leaves it off for Fredericks. Fredericks cut off top of the key, leads for Kravanya. Anthony dribble drive, plays through contact, muscles it up and in. Kravanya with eight. Here comes Vogel. On the bounce near midcourt, leads for Tekin. Jace Tekin into the left corner. Leaves it for Andre at the left elbow. Stripped away out of bounds off of Gillespie. We're going to get a conference here, and they're might going to change their mind. Yep, it'll be Gillespie ball. That'll be a turnover on the toppers. Their ninth gives it back to the Miners with 5:12 to go, third quarter. 13-point Gillespie deficit here as they have the basketball. Here's Kravanya. Works to the right side, dribble handoff to Fredericks. Dribble handoff to Robbins. Fakes the back door in the corner to Gill. He'll fire for three. Left it short. Billy can't get one to go tonight. Offensive rebound. Kravanya put back. No. Tapped by Ottersberg. Picked up by Vogel. Here comes Drake. Full head of steam. Poked away from behind by Robbins. Stolen by the Miners. Great job, Bobby Robbins. Here comes Kravanya. No look pass to Fredericks. Brock. One dribble. Pulls up. Back heel too strong. Offensive rebound to Ottersberg. Kicks to Gill. Billy attacks. Too strong. And the rebound to Andre. And he's fouled by Robbins. Robbins did not give Nick Andre a chance to get turned and move up the floor. That's where the foul came there. Boy, there have been spurts in this game where it is just like a NASCAR race without the restrictor plates. They are just up and down the floor with reckless abandon. 4.5 minutes, third quarter. The foul on Robbins was his first, second of the half on Gillespie. Here's Smail across the timeline. Leaves it for Andre on the right wing between the circles with Tekin. Left wing was Smail. Dylan Smail picked up the dribble after two bounces across the floor to Vogel. Drake triggers the deep three. Yes, for Drake Vogel. A dozen for Vogel. He was a couple feet beyond the line, but it don't matter. He's got that type of range. 40-24. Toppers with the lead in control midway through the third quarter. Here's Gravagna spinning away from Tekin. Jace lost his shoe. Gravagna pulls up for three. No. Rebound to Andre. He's fouled as Tekin has to get his right shoe back on. He went for the steal and somehow his sneaker came off. Didn't even have to retie it. He just slipped it back on. Here comes Jace across midcourt now. 3:40 third quarter. A little hesitation. Nice slip pass. Matouche off the window. It's good for Gavin Matouche. 11 for Gavin. Off the nice find from Jace Tekin. Got that shoe back on and made a nice play. 3.5 minutes for the third quarter. Here's Gravagna on the left wing. Anthony Gravagna gets a screen from Gill. Fredericks wants the three right side of the key. Can't get it to go. Been that type of night for Gillespie shooting the basketball. Here's Andre. Spins at the foul line. A wild left-handed layup. No good. Out of bounds. Last touch to over by Gillespie. And it will stay with Hillsboro. 3:13 third quarter. It'll be Hillsboro ball. Baseline out of bounds. Andre will check out. Brock Belliver back in for the Toppers. Smail gets it in. Left corner to Belliver. Top of the key with Matouche. Gavin puts it on the deck, attacks right at right ribs, no good, and the rebound down to Robbins. Here comes Gillespie. Brock Fredericks on the right wing. Back to Robbins. Inside of 3 minutes for the third quarter. Robbins crossing over to the foul line, cut off, has his pass rejected, but it went right to Fredericks. Brock Fredericks turns the corner, and he's fouled on the floor. They will get Dylan Smail on the foul. Dylan's second. Second foul of the half on Hillsboro. Zinner back on the floor for Gillespie. Gill will get a breather. Gravagna to throw in on the baseline for Gillespie. He will lob it out near the volleyball spike line for Brock Fredericks. Fredericks, little ball fake right, goes left, kicks two. Rives for three, blocked by Vogel. Picked up by Matouche. Lead bounce pass Drake. Oh, nice slip pass. Tekin reverse layup. He missed it. And the rebound down to Gravagna. And a reach-in foul on Matouche. That was a silly one for Gavin. That'll be his second, team's third. 2:29 for the third quarter. 42-24, Toppers leading. Matouche will sit. Dylan McCamick on the floor for Hillsboro. At midcourt with Gravagna. He gets it in to Brock Fredericks. Fredericks gets a screen from Gravagna, gets to the foul line, leads it back now for Anthony Rives. Rives leads it off for Robbins. Robbins into the hands of Fredericks. He's open for three. Can't get it to go. Rebound down to Vogel. Drake's a fancy dribbling on the baseline. Trapped there. Underhand shovel to Smail. Here's Dylan. Leads it for Belliver. Back to Smail. 2 minute mark, third quarter. Here's Dylan Smail. Leaves it in the corner for Belliver. And Joe Vanza wants a timeout. 1:59 to play, third quarter. Hillsboro 42, Gillespie 24. You're listening to the 2A Gillespie Regional on WSMI. Following the Topper timeout, Hillsboro has the basketball, leading 42-24. Tekin gets it to Andre. Nice no-look pass to McCamick off the window. It's good. Dylan's first bucket tonight. A 20-point lead for Hillsboro. Gillespie had it down to 9 with the ball early in this third quarter. Here's Gravagna. Lane opens up, attacks, lays it up and in. 10 points now for Anthony Gravagna. Long lead pass for Belliver, thrown out of bounds off of Brock's hands. Turnover number 11 on the Toppers. That was a tough, tough catch if you're Belliver. Full sprint in traffic right under the rim. 96 seconds for quarter number three. Vogel will get a breather. Smail back on the floor. Breeze Modern Day gets the winner Wednesday night, first semifinal at 6 o'clock. That'll be a live broadcast Wednesday night here on WSMI. Here's Robbins between the circles on the left wing with Gill. In the corner it goes to Fredericks. Brock Fredericks, top of the key with Robbins. Here's Gill on the baseline. Back to Robbins it goes. 73 seconds for the third quarter. Bobby Robbins handling out near midcourt. Leads it for Ottersburg, top of the key. Back to Robbins. Left side of the key. In the corner goes to Rimes. Back to Fredericks now. He'll trigger the three. Can't get it to go. Nothing but air out of bounds over to Hillsboro. 57 seconds for the third. Zinner back in, arrives out for the Miners. Been all Gillespie, or excuse me, all Hillsboro here in the third quarter, getting my orange and blacks mixed up. That's a no-no. On the left wing with Dylan Smale. Smale leaves it in the corner for Tekin. Jace Tekin picks up the dribble back to Dylan. Smale into the hands of Andre now, 38 seconds for the third quarter. Andre playing through a little bit of contact, leaves for Tekin. Jace at the foul line rises up. No. Offensive rebound. McCamick kicks it out to Smale. Right back to McCamick. Deflected away by Zinner. It'll be Hillsboro ball on the baseline. 26.9 seconds for the third quarter. Topper at each corner of the lane for Smale. Into Tekin. Jace thought about the three. Decides against it as he checks the clock. An 18-point Hillsboro lead. They have the ball 18 seconds to the third quarter. Between the circles with Smale. Left wing with Tekin with 10. Jace on the dribble now at the volleyball spike line. Checks the clock with 7. To the top of the key with 5. Looks for Bellever with 3. Almost deflected in on the pass. Fredericks, 3/4 court off the backboard. No. After 3, it is Hillsboro 44. Gillespie 26. We'll come back with the money quarter of this regional quarterfinal from Gillespie following these messages on WSMI. Toppers have won each of the first three quarters. They lead it 44-26 and have the basketball to start the fourth. Smale, Vogel, Matouche, McCamick, and Andre on the floor for Hillsboro. The Miners have Gill, Ottersburg, Zinner, Cravagna, and it looks like Tanner Whitfield has checked in, a 6-foot junior for the Miners. A foul on Gillespie. I think they're going to get Zinner. Fourth foul of the half on the Miners. Third personal foul on Blake Zinner. Just good to see Blake back on the floor in uniform for the Miners. That ball is tipped around, eventually off of Vogel out of bounds. It'll belong to Gillespie. I think that inbounds pass got deflected 3 different times. The ball didn't go more than 12 feet, but 3 different deflections. It's Gillespie ball. Here's Cravagna, working left wing and draws the foul. For Anthony Cravagna, entering his final quarter of high school basketball. Boy, he has played a lot of games, football, basketball, for Gillespie. Been starting both sports since he was a freshman. 2 free throws here on the second personal on Andre. Cravagna's toss is good. Anthony now with 11. Fredericks back on the floor, Zinner out for the Miners. Second free throw for Cravagna. The senior knocks it down. A dozen now for Cravagna. Full court pressure from the Miners. McCamick tried to get it into Andre, facing pressure from Gill, and the Toppers turn it over. McCamick tried to just kind of roll it in to Andre Amos, and it was poked away, and then McCamick touched it when he was out of bounds. It'll be Gillespie ball. Tekin back on the floor. Andre will take a seat. 7:32 ball game. Now on the baseline, Cravagna. Anthony going to lob it up to Ottersburg. Kicks it back to Cravagna. He'll trigger the three. Got it. Anthony Cravagna knocks down the three ball. He has 15, 44-31. Do the Miners have a little spurt in them? Long, slow bounce pass somehow found its way home to Jace Tekin. Boy, that's a ball Gillespie probably should have came up with. Tekin picked up the dribble. He's in some trouble now. Just wings it right to Billy Gill. He had nowhere to go. Ahead to Cravagna. Anthony lays it up for the easy deuce. 17 for Cravagna. 7 in the quarter already. We've only played a minute, and Cravagna has 7 in the quarter. And the lead is down to 11. Can the Miners get another stop here? Tekin has trouble with the handle. Gets it off to Vogel at the last moment. Into the hands of Matouche. on the baseline, McCammack. Dillon will fire too strong from 16. Rebound to Cravagna. Here comes Anthony into the front court, spinning from Vogel. And there's a travel on Cravagna. The dribble got too high on Anthony that time. It got above the shoulder, and his hand got underneath the basketball. Now, the dribble can get up above the shoulder as long as you keep your hand on top. But once that hand slides under, that's where the travel comes in. But if you could keep your hand on top, you could bounce it shoulder height all day long. But good luck trying to keep your hand on top there. Down to Matouche off the window is good. Hillsborough pushed off the out of bounds there, and Tekin found Matouche. Gavin has 13. That was a big bucket for Hillsborough to slow the Gillespie run for now. 6:15 ball game. Three. Gill rimmed it. Oh, that would have been a big shot. Rebound down to Smale. Gets it off to Andre. Crosses over in the back court. Leaves it off for Vogel. Drake didn't catch it cleanly. Otherwise, he's letting that puppy fly from three. Instead, he brings it back towards midcourt. Lazy pass found its way to Smale. 5:53 ball game. Andre on the attack. He's fouled from behind. Billy Gill, the guilty party there. That'll be his second. Team's fifth. Hillsborough ball, sideline trigger here at the pit. They don't have the old restraining line anymore here like they did back in the day. Or when this gym was closed off on all four sides, it was really something. Still the neat atmosphere, but not quite the same with that open end on the other end of the floor. Tekin drives, misses the left-handed layup, and the rebound down to the Miners. Here comes Cravagna. He will stop, pop, and knock. Oh, Cravagna. He says, I don't want to be done playing high school basketball. 20 for the game, 10 in the quarter, and the lead is down to 10 with 5:28 to play. Still a long way to go. How about Anthony Cravagna? 10 points through three quarters, has 10 points in 92 seconds here in the fourth. Can he single-handedly bring the Miners back? Pressure in the backcourt against Vogel. Drake keeps the bounce alive, knifes his way through, now pulls back near the volleyball spike line. Gets a little high-step globetrotter action working there. Drake's not short on the dramatics. Nice pass. Matouche all alone, but it rattled out. He missed it. Oh, he missed it. Here come the Miners with Fredericks. Brock Fredericks crosses over, floats it up. He missed it. And the rebound down to Andre. Here comes Vogel. He will slow it up as he crosses midcourt. Across the floor with Jay Steakin. 4:50 ball game. 46-36 toppers. Tekin taking his time out near midcourt. Blows by Ottersberg. Underhand shovel. Matouche rejected by Ottersberg. Gavin gets it back and he's fouled by Ottersberg. Boy, Alex can really get off the floor in a hurry right there. Got the initial block, but wasn't able to secure the basketball. For Ottersberg, that will be his third, team's seventh. At the free throw line, Gavin Matouche. Free throw is good. 14 for Matouche. Zinner back on the floor for Gillespie. He will replace Whitfield. 47-36 Hillsborough. Gillespie got down at 1:20 in that third quarter. Free throw good for Gavin. He has 15 tonight. Here comes Cravagna. Trying to keep Gillespie in this thing by himself. He's hot right now. Leaves it for Gill. Billy Gill. That pass tipped, stolen. Corralled by Andre. Nick stripped on the way up by Ottersberg. Vogel's right there for the tip. Finish 14 for Vogel. That ball was jarred loose, and in midair, Drake picked it up and laid it in with his left hand. That was pretty. Lead back to 14. Cravagna for three, blocked and fouled by Tekin. Three free throws for Anthony Cravagna. 4:10 for the ball game. 50-36 Hillsborough. Chance for Cravagna now with three free throws, and the clock stopped. Is it three or is it two? Let's see. It is three tosses. Cravagna, 10 points in the quarter, 20 for the game. Free throw is short. Winner gets Breeze Modern Day on Wednesday. We'll have the broadcast here on FM 106. A regional quadruple header tomorrow night starting at 6 o'clock. That free throw is short for Carvana. He's missed the first two. He'll get the third. Nokomis, Cowden, Herrick, Beecher City live at 6 tomorrow from Macon Meridian. Staunton, Carthenville live at 7:30 tomorrow here from Gillespie. Litchfield, Breeze Central tomorrow night at 9. And then Lincolnwood and Mount Olive tomorrow night at 10:30. That free throw rims out. Carvana misses all three. Offensive rebound, though, to the Miners. Here is Robbins. No. Offensive rebound, Fredericks. Off the side of the backboard, down to Smale. Lead pass, Vogel. Ahead to Teakin. Layup good. A dozen for Jace Teakin. Toppers with the length of the floor. No dribbles, two passes, and a layup. 3:40 for the ball game. Here's Carvana for three. Back rim too strong. Offensive rebound, Gill. High off the window, no. Carvana offensive rebound. And he's on the baseline in trouble. Has to just throw it out towards the corner. Picked off there by Jace Teakin. Now Teakin in the backcourt. Lost it to Carvana. Leaves to Fredericks. Layup good. 9 for Brock Fredericks. It's been that type of game here tonight. Teakin is agitated with Carvana. Good piece of officiating there to get him away from each other. I didn't see exactly what happened, but as Teakin was going up the floor, him and Carvana came together, both wound up on the floor. The ball got jarred loose. Gillespie got the layup, and now we've got Teakin checking out. Bellever back in. Hillsborough ball up 52-38. Smale gets it into Andre. Into the hands of Matouche. Gavin comes across the timeline, leaves it into the hands of Smale. Here's Andre, attacks middle, no, but it is out of bounds off of Hillsborough. Good block on the inside there from the Miners. 3:12 ball game. Gillespie has on the floor Carvana, Fredericks, Zinner, Ottersberg, and Gill. For the toppers, Vogel, Bellever, Matouche, Smale, and Andre. Zinner fires for 15, no. Rebound down to Andre. He wants to push, and then he is fouled by Fredericks. That'll stop the clock and send Nick Andre to the free throw line. 2:56 to play in the ballgame. A 14-point topper lead at the free throw line, Nick Andre. Balanced tonight for Hillsborough, 15 for Matouche, 14 for Vogel, a dozen for Teakin. Andre has 6 in the ballgame. He's 4-4 from the free throw line as he knocks down that toss. 7 for the senior. 53-38 toppers. Second toss is good. Andre perfect at the line. He has 8. Vogel out, Teakin back in for Hillsborough. They lead 54-38. They've beaten Gillespie twice this year, 60-51 at the Holiday Tournament in Carthenville, 52-50 in the conference game a little more than a month ago. Toppers have led by as many as 20 here tonight. Up 16 right now, 54-38. 2:40 for the ball game. Here's Fredericks, top of the key handling. Good job by Smale to stay right with them. Hand off to Carvana. Anthony wants to attack, draws the foul, and free throws for Anthony Carvana. 2.5 minutes for this regional quarterfinal. Carvana back to the free throw line. Missed his last three moments ago when he was fouled in a three-pointer. Just 2 of 7. At the line. That toss is good. 21 for Anthony Carvana. Zinner checks out. Bobby Robbins back in for the Miners. Second free throw for Carvana. That one hits the front rim and drops down. 22 for Anthony. He will check out, and Tanner Whitfield back in. 55-40, Hillsborough leading. Smail working against full court pressure, gets it into Matouche. Off to Smail, into the hands of Tekin. Toppers have numbers, and they nearly turn it over. Belliver saves it, but right to Robbins. Here comes Bobby Robbins. Behind the back midcourt, leaves it for Whitfield off the window. It's good. Tanner Whitfield, his first bucket tonight. And Joe Vanzo wants a timeout. 2:14 to play in the ball game. Hillsborough 54, Gillespie 42. We'll come back to the pit in Gillespie following these messages on WSMI. Following the Hillsborough timeout, Smail facing full court pressure, able to lob in to Jace Tekin. Then Jace between his legs, off his foot, and then he's going to be fouled as the Miners go in for the loose ball. 2:09 left. We'll walk to the other end as Jace Tekin will shoot some free throws. Ninth team foul on Gillespie. Whitfield out, Cravagna back in for the Miners. Little defense for offense there. Zinner returns. Robbins will take a seat. At the free throw line, Jace Tekin on the night. Teak with a dozen points has yet to be at the foul line. Free throw is good. A baker's dozen now for Jace Tekin. 55-42 toppers. Gillespie got it down to 9 and had the ball early in the third quarter. Couldn't get any closer to that. Then the toppers made a run and pulled away. Second free throw good for Tekin. He has 14. We approach the 2-minute mark of the ball game here at the pit in Gillespie. Here's Gravagna on the left wing. Probing, looking, leaves it off for Fredericks. He picks up the bounce into the hands of Gravagna. He's fouled by Jace Tekin. Jace's third. More free throws for Anthony Gravagna. Bobby Robbins is at the table for Gillespie. He's going to check in along with Tanner Whitfield. Subs will come in now. Gill and Zinner out. 1:54 to play. Quadruple header tomorrow night. Starting live at 6. Check the website, WSMIRadio.com, for the broadcast schedule. Toss good for Cravagna. He has 23. Of course, we'll have all the scores for you tomorrow morning. Spotlight on Sports 730. Girls Super Sectional Night for 1A and 2A. Sectional Semifinal Night for 3A and 4A. Free throw good for Gravagna. Smail gets it in to Tekin. Across the timeline with the pass to Vogel. Drake Vogel picks up the dribble, pivots around, has to use a timeout. 106 seconds to play in this regional quarterfinal at Gillespie. Hillsborough 56, Gillespie 44. We'll come back following these messages on WSMI. Following the topper timeout, Hillsborough gets it in. Here's Andre, tough angle in the baseline, no. Ottersberg with the rebound. His outlet pass is stolen by Matouche, and then Gavin is hounded at the free throw line, and he is fouled. 93 seconds to play in the ball game. 10th team foul on Gillespie, so two free throws for Matouche. Gavin has 15 points tonight, and he is 5 of 5 at the free throw line. Toss for Gavin. Good. Ben Hillsborough has been really good at the free throw line. They've been so good at the free throw line. I want to stop talking about how good they've been at the free throw line. Toss. Good. They haven't missed the foul shot yet tonight. 90 seconds to play. 58-44. I don't believe in the announcer's jinx, but it sure seems to be a thing. I open my big mouth about something like that and they miss a foul shot. So I was walking a very delicate rope. Here's Gravagna on the attack. Missed it. Rebound tapped around. Picked up by Jace Tekin. Leaves it off for Nick Andre. Here comes Andre. Kicks it to Smail. Toppers will pull it out now. Clock runs. 65 seconds to play. Into the hands of Tekin. Out near midcourt on the bounce. Into the final minute of the ball game, 58-44. Here's Tekin off to Matouche. It's good. 19 for Gavin Matouche. 60-44. Toppers lead. 45 seconds to play in the ball game. Of course, the Fighting Illini right now on 105.3 The Ox. Fredericks floats it up and in. He has 11 points. Illinois hosting Nebraska tonight. That game is live on 105.3 The Ox. Matouche went for the layup. I think he thought about a dunk, decided against it, and then he missed the layup. That just leaves Kaffin scratching his head as he walks up the floor. His teammates getting a good laugh out of that one. Yeah, for a split second, Kaffin thought, I'm going to dunk it. At the last minute, he thought, I can't dunk it. And then he had everything all discombobulated, and he missed the layup. But he's got a smile on his face. That's what it's all about right there. Ottersberg at the free throw line. The toss is no good. The look on Andre's face walking down the other end was priceless. Just a priceless look from Nick Andre. 27.4 for the ball game. It's going to be Hillsboro and Breeze Modern Day Wednesday night. We'll have it live at 6 here on FM 106. Modern Day, the top seed in the subsectional. Here's Smale in the left wing holding. Clock running with 15 seconds. The Hillsboro Hilltoppers going to beat the Gillespie Miners for the third time this year, this time in the regional quarterfinal. 60-46 is the final. The Toppers advance on to the regional semifinals. A day with Breeze Modern Day awaits on Wednesday. We'll take a break. Back to wrap it up following these messages on WSMI. Hillsboro wins tonight over Gillespie, 60-46 the final. Here in this regional quarterfinal, Hillsboro, a perfect 17 of 17 from the free throw line here tonight. They went 8 of 8 in that fourth quarter. Led tonight by Gavin Matouche. He finishes with 19. 14 for Drake Vogel. 14 for Jace Teakin. 8 points for Nick Andre. 2 points for Dylan McCamick. Hillsboro had quarters of 16, 15, 13, and 16 for their winning total of 60. For the Gillespie Miners, they were led tonight by Anthony Cravagna, 24 points for the senior in his final game for Gillespie. Brock Fredericks finishes with 11, 4 for Blake Zinner, 3 for Bobby Robbins, 2 for Tanner Whitfield. Hillsboro led 16-11 after one, outscored Gillespie 15-9 in the second quarter to take a 31-20 halftime lead. Gillespie came out of the locker room in the third quarter, got it down to 9, had the ball. Cravagna was at the free throw line, a chance to cut in even further, missed both free throws, and then from that point, Hillsboro went on a run. At one point, got it up to as many as 20 in the third quarter. So it was 44-26 as we headed to the fourth, and then Anthony Cravagna scored 7 points in the first minute of the fourth quarter. At one point, he had the lead down to 10 for the Toppers, but Hillsboro was able to pull away, and you know how that goes. When you're down big, you use so much energy getting back into the ball game. A lot of times you don't have anything left in the tank to get over the mountaintop, and that was ultimately what happened to Gillespie tonight. Got it to 10, but could not get any closer. For the Miners, their season comes to a close at 9-22, and they will say goodbye to a group of seniors that, boy, they did a lot of good things for Gillespie over the years. You've got Bobby Robbins, Alex Ottersberg, Frankie Barrett, who unfortunately wasn't able to play tonight because of an ankle injury, Anthony Cravagna, Billy Gill, James Jett, and Blake Zinner. We say goodbye to all of those young gentlemen as their high school basketball careers come to an end here tonight. For Hillsboro, they've got at least one more game. Top-ranked Breeze Modern Day awaits the Toppers on Wednesday night in a regional semifinal. It's a game we'll have live at 6 o'clock here on WSMI FM 106. Want to thank Mike Bertinoli and all the folks here at Gillespie for their hospitality. They treated us so good during Girls Regional Week, doing the same here Boys Regional Week. So we thank all the folks at Gillespie for that. Of course, thanks to our basketball sponsors. Without them, none of these broadcasts are possible. Please go out, patronize the businesses you hear on our broadcast throughout the year, because without them, we don't bring you any high school sports on the Tally Broadcasting stations. Fighting Illini basketball right now on WAOX 105.3 The Ox. Illinois hosting Nebraska live as we speak on 105.3 The Ox. The final one more time here from the pit in Gillespie in this regional quarterfinal. Hillsboro over the Miners 60-46. For Megan Cordy, I am Tim Ives. We say so long from Gillespie.